Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Samach, and we are on Nun Tes Mabez. We'll start with the Mishnah towards the bottom here in the ninth parak of Maseches Nida, the second to last parak here in the Masechta and in Shas, as we have a parak about Talios. If Dam is found, and we don't know if this is Dam Nida, again, this is in terms of Isser Veheter, this is in terms of Tumah Vatara, Parak Haisha Shiosa, as the Mishnah started off with, if a woman went to the bathroom, and she wasn't sure if she sees Dam, where it came from, did it come from Hashtana, did it came in Hashtana, but did it come from Eraglayim, did it come from Nida, so those are all the halachas that we had, standing, sitting, Reb Yossi, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Shimon, all the different days that we had discussed. Again, the last parak as well spoke about the Tlios. These two parakim are about the different situations, whether we can be told of the Dam on some other occurrence. So now the Mishnah gets into, could we be told of the Dam on another person? That's what the Mishnah is on today's daf, and tomorrow's daf discuss that type of occurrence. So Hishila Chaluka Lanachris Olanida Harezu Tolepa. So if a woman lends a beged to a Nachris to a Nida, and then she takes it back and wears it, and then there is a kesem found. So the question is, can she be told that this kesem came from the Nachris or the Nida? So why is this any different? Because a nachar and a nida doesn't make a difference if they have a kesem. So being tola it on the nachar or the nida won't hurt anybody in terms of their state. So that's why the Mishnah says, I raise the tola ba. Right, the Gemara says in Maseches Psachim, the Rashba quotes it here, that tolin hakalkala bimekukal. Sometimes if we have a suffix and saying one option won't ruin anything more than we already know, and say the other option would, we're able to be told it on the option that doesn't ruin. So the Gemara talks there about if I have a barrel of Truma and a barrel of Chulin, and I have two things that fell in, one of Truma, one of Chulin, and I don't know if the Truma fell on the Truma and the Chulin fell on the Chulin, or vice versa. I'm not sure. So says the Gemara, if it's Truma Durabanan, so then I'm able to be tola the Truma fell into the Truma, and the Chulin fell into the Chulin. So I don't have to ruin anything more. Tolan that's not Hakakala, that's not ruined. But here, it would be, obviously give her the status of a stainer. So here, Hare Zatolaba, because it does not affect the Nachris, and it does not affect the woman who is counting Nida. Remember, Mida Oraisa, a Nida does not make a difference how long or often she sees during her 7 days. Right, if she sees the whole 7 days, if she sees on day six, as long as she does a Hefzik Tara at the end of the 7 days, so that is the only thing that makes a difference. So Hari Zetolaba. Rashi, Tekiva Denida Hi Lomakagla Lamidi. I'm not affecting her at all. V'nachris nami tmeya v'talyaba. And the nachris also. Aval yisraelis tahora, shishala chalik mechaverita tahora. But as could be meduyak from the Mishnah, if yisraelis tahora, borrowed a shirt from yisraelis tahora, and then achar alavashta chaverita, then shteya tmeimos, as we will have in the Mishnah on later on, that if you have no reason to be told it on one more than the other, and it does cause problems, so then you just have to be machmir and be told it on a both. Why should you be told it on one more than the other? What about a pinuya? What about a pinuya? Being told it on a pinuya, an unmarried woman. So that lamaisa doesn't affect her, because she's not married. And what about a grusha? Right, what about an unmarried woman? So that's the shaila the Chashuk Yechemet here discusses. Isha nesua shalav shechalik baduk, v'alcha bo kama yamim, v'yacharkach, yishalta l'pnuya, v'alcha bo kama yamim, and then found the kesem. So can the nesua be told on the pnuya? So he quotes this from a question that Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev asked Rav Shlomo Kluger. And he quotes in the Tuv Tam Badas, that's one of the tshuvas of Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger has many, many svarim out. We don't even have all of them, but thousands of tshuvas. So he says there that you cannot be tolit. Why? Because the Mishnah here that talks about Hishil Chaluka L'Nachris, so why does the Dafka say that? Nachris Anita, just say Pnuya. Why did the Mishnah say that? Right? Lama Naka Nachris, on such an unusual case. How many times did you lend clothing to the non-Jewish woman? How about a woman who doesn't have a husband? And then we would know, Bal Karchach, it must be for some reason, Ein Tolan Bacheres Av She'en Labal. Why? Because even though technically she's not Mukukelis to her husband, but she would be Mukukelis Lataros, right? Tumah Vatara, right? Bizman and Mikdash. So she is Mukukel, just that Lamaisa, it might not be practical bisman hazeh in terms of a halachic difference, but in terms of a conceptual, and it can be practical differences in certain times of history, so therefore one would not be tall. And then he says, is it tali on the minhag that we have bisman hazeh? But he says, does not think so. Which minhag that we have bisman hazeh? Of panuyah is not going to the mikvah. Right? He says that we know that. That's quoted at the beginning of Hilchos Nida. Kuf Pei Gimel. Right? I think of Kuf Pei Gimel, the Ramah quotes the Rivash. Yeah, Kupe Gimel Aleph, that's what we've quoted a couple of days ago. That's the siman about Hargasha, right? The first siman in Hilchos Nida. Even if a woman doesn't see, even though Ishiyas Damim Kora, Benonis Ben Rasan, Tumeya, Vahusha Targish, Bitsiyaso, Mimisha Targish, Moshe Nekarim Komo, Yatsa. That we've had already, even if once is Nekarim Komo, even inside. That's Nida. Ava, unlike Zav, unlike Shechva Zera, as we had twice already in this Masechta, that's only Matame once it comes out. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. I feel a Rasa Adidat of Gachardo, what we'll have next week. Kashe Yisba'er. The Ein Chiluk Bein Pnuyah LeNesua LeInyan Iser Nida. Rivash. Kabbalah Nida Chayav Karis. There's no Chiluk because, there's already a Kabbalah that, again, from the Rivash quotes, the Ramban, I think, if I remember, that the Kabbalah that unmarried women do not go to the mikvah. It can only lead to problems, and therefore, says the Ramah that there's no difference halach l'maisa in terms of nida. So once a woman becomes a nida when she's 12 years old, then odd until she's married, she will be a nida. So the Chashuk HaChemina discusses, and I don't think it makes a difference about that minhag or not, because either way, for taros, you know, it would be a pnuyah would be tamea, and therefore l'maisa women, the pnuyahs don't go to mikveh anyway. But he just relates to that, but he does not think that it would make a difference. Pnuyah shalanu she'ein daiton litbo vein sofras l'chavanah shevenekiyim mikri zavish lo safra. Can you? He discusses it. Okay, but either way, that's a discussion of pnuyah on our Mishnah. Next, gibel nashim shelavshu chalak echad o sheyashu al safsal echad. Three women that wore the same shirt or sat on the same bench. V'nimsa alav dam kulan tameos. That's a case where there's no reason to be told it on one more than the other. And therefore, you can't say one of them is Tmea, because why should one over the other? So you have to say all of them are Tmeos. Even though, let's say, the size of the Kesem is clearly only came from one of them. Clearly it came from one of them. But still, you have to be Matame, because Ein Breira. You don't have a choice. So guys, if you don't know, Safek Da'araisa L'chumra. Is this Safek Da'araisa, or is this in Iser V'heter, or is this Tumah V'tara? Either way, it's a Safek Da'araisa, and therefore we would pass it in this case, because you can't go one over the other, so therefore, it would be Tame. Yashua of Safsal. It's a Kesem. The case of the Kesem, which is, okay, so not Daraisa. Okay, not Daraisa. Savik, okay, I take it back. It's a Kesem, which is the world of the Rabbanan, but even so, there is no reason to be told it on one more than the other, and therefore we would say Tame. Thank you. Yashua of Safsal shall even o alha itstava shall merchatz. What if the item that the Kesem is found on is not Makabal Tuma? Right, it's of stone, or it's a mechubar to the merchatz. Rabbi Nechemiah mitahir. This is Rabbi Nechemiah's opinion, who we had 2 days ago. Rabbi Nechemiah says, Shai Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, called over Shein Makabal Tuma, Eino Makabal Ksamim. The whole gzera of Ksamim is only on a davar HaMakabal Tuma, so it's not Makabal Tuma, it's not Makabal Ksamim. As, so again, in these cases, if it's found in the merchatz, on mechubar, so it's not Makabal Tuma. Remember we discussed 2 days ago, Rav Moshe's tshuva, many posts about tissues and toilet paper, dvarim she'ein Makabal Tuma, so are not Makabal Ksamim. Important to note, again we mentioned this, but just to repeat it again, the whole idea of, let's say, a tissue not being makabal ksamim, and now we don't have to worry, that's only by ksamim. That's only by a kesem. If something is used for an internal wipe, an internal exam, which generally tissues and toilet paper should not and are not used because they're easily ripped and they're easily torn and they wouldn't be useful and effective for an internal, but any type of internal, that's not a kesem already. That's already in the world of a bedika, as we had in the Gemara at the beginning of the last parak, the beginning of Haroa Kesem, on Nun Zayin Mabez, the three different types of possible masked hargashos. And in those cases, we do not treat it as a kesem. Dam b'hashtana, aid after rabia, and an aid b'dika. So in those three cases, right, the halacha says that you can't treat those as ksamim. You don't have the kulas of ksamim, meaning you don't have the kula of a of colored and size and mekabel tumah and all of those would not be applicable automatically by a case of bedikah. But here Rav Nechemiah says when it comes to ksamim, Chazal warrant goes there, and we discussed already 2 days ago the Achronim, the Chassam Sofer, and others, because the original gzera had to do with tumah v'tahara, so that even if that doesn't apply anymore, that application, but still the limitation is still so. And that's why the size is also limited, the size of a gris, because in those days, since it was common to have these lice, and even though Bizman Azeh, we don't really have lice, so it's not really shayach to say that, oh, this tiny drop came from a bug, because we don't have the hygiene like that, but, right, Havadul Losef Allah, we don't have to look for more chumras than the built-in kulas that were given to us by Chazal. Okay, so that's two halachas in the Mishnah. First one was, we're told on a nachris or a nida. Omar Rav, binachris haroah. We're only called, a woman could only be told on a nachris haroah. What does haroah mean? Rashi, gedolahi v'yadinan ba dekfar rasa. Even when it comes to a nachris, even though it doesn't make a difference, it still has to be somewhat plausible. And therefore, it has to be a non-Jewish woman who already has seen dam. She's already 12 years old. And she's seen dam. Roah, my dumya denida. Similar to Nida, also in the Mishnah, Nachras and Nida. Ma Nida de Kachazia, of Nachras de Kachazia, right, if Nida saw, so too, a Nachras that saw. Does this mamish mean, that she is a Nida right now? Does it mean that she saw or that she is Ru'uya to see? Is this excluding younger or even if she is older? So that's a discussion here. The Rashba and the Rambam, the Rashba's Lashon is that, the Gemara is going to talk about it soon. But the question, the Rashba says, it means Ru'uya Liros, you don't have to, she doesn't have to be a Nida right now. The Rashba discusses, Pirish, Lav Ro'em Mamish, Be'idon She'ela Ka'amar. She doesn't have to actually be a Nida when she is, at the time of the She'ela. Dim Kain, Maishna Nachris. Because then, what is a Nachris? Even a Jew. Right, Maishna, what would be the difference? Right, Afili Yisraelis Nami, Kidaktani Ola Nida. Right, it says Nida, so what would be the Chiddush of Nachris? If it already says Nida, if it's talking about a Nachris Nida, then it wouldn't be two different things in the Mishnah. So if it says Nida and Nachris, it must be Nachris is, what does it mean, Ro'eh? It means Regila Liros. Ella, right, even if you know that it's not the time for this Nachris's period, so still, that's okay. Ella Haroa de Regila Liros Ka'amar. That is what the Rashba says. La Fuke Ru'uya Liros V'la Rasa. La Fuke, a girl who came of age who hasn't seen yet. Even if she is at the age, but if she's never seen. So here it means Roa, she has seen, but she doesn't actually have to be seeing at this moment. That is the Rashba. If you look in the Rambam sounds like, not like the Rashba, but the Magen Mishnah, the Kesa Mishnah discuss, you know, whether the Rambam is arguing, or whether Rambam is agreeing with the Rashba. That's the Rambam in, here in Isurei Bia, Perek Tes, and he talks about these cases and Machlokas, whether the Rambam is arguing here. Tes Chaf Tes. Right? Ha'isha Shishila Chaluka Lenida, Ben Goya Ben Yisraelis. So that sounds like Ben Goya Ben Yisraelis. Lenida. Sounds pretty clear. The Rambam says, if you give it to a Nida, Nachris or Yisraelis. So what does the Mishnah mean? That's how the Rambam reads the Mishnah. Chaluka l'Nachris, oh, l'Nida Yisraelis. I mean, Nachris, Nida, and Yisraelis, Nida? A little difficult to read the Mishnah that way, because I wanted to just say Nida, right, or not. But that's the Rambam's Lashon. If you look in the Magen Mishnah, Efshar Sha'aftas Rabbeinu Kain, right, you don't have to. Kesa Mishnah assumes that the Lafarish Divar Rabbeinu Kepashtan, the Nachras Nami, Ein Tolan Ba El Kshia Dua Shahisa Nida, Avalim Be'idan Sheila Ein Aroav Misha Rasa Kodem Lachin Ein Otolaba. The Kesa Mishnah assumes it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether you actually need her to be a Nida at that time. Magen Mishnah tries to fit it in, but again, either way, it's a question. How does the Rambam read our Mishnah? How does he get that from the Mishnah? Okay, so Rav says on the first line of the Mishnah, when it says you can be told on the Nachris, only by Nachris who is Ro'eh. Ro'eh. Again, the Rambam probably understands Ro'eh as Ro'eh because the next line of the Gemara is going to use the language Ru'uya Liros. So is Ru'ya Leros, is that an age, or is that even when she is, you know, much older, but it's not her time of Nidas? That's why it's a little confusing what these phrases mean, and that's why the Rambam and the Rashba possibly could have two different understandings. So Rav says, Nachras Haroeh, and you know that from the comparison to Nida. Amar Rav Sheshes, Kinayim V'shachim Rav Amar Lash Mais, a phrase that comes up in a number of places. Rav Sheshes says, oh, Rav must have been sleeping when he made this comment. Must have been sleeping. Titania, because the Brisa says, we have a Brisa with two different opinions, and neither of them are like the statement of Rav. Titania, the Brisa says, we'll get back to that, Lashon. Titania, the Brisa says, Tola Benachris. Tanakama says that a woman can be told on the Nachris. Rabbi Meir Omer Benachris Haru'ya Liros. Rabbi Meir says, a Nachris who is Ro'i to be Ro'et. Right, that she's 12 years old and she hasn't seen yet, but she is Ru'uya. V'yafilu Rabbi Meir lo kamar ela Ru'uya Liros. And even Rabbi Meir says that the only Nachris would be a Ru'uya Liros. That's his Chumrah. Aval Ro'e lo Itzrich. But you don't need to actually need Ro'e. Just Ru'uya Liros. So you see from there that neither of the opinions said you actually need Ro'e. Right, the Havamin here is that Remeir is L'chumra, right? He is limiting it. The Tanakama says, any Nachris, and Remeir says, no, need Ru'uya Liros. But nobody needs actual Ro'eh. Again, either she has seen or she's still seeing. So isn't that a problem? Rav is against both opinions. So Amar Rava, no, you're misunderstanding Rabbi Meir. The Tizbra, Remeir L'chumra, Remeir L'kula. Remeir is not being Machmir here. And then we would say there's no opinions that says Ro'eh. No, Rameir is Lakula, the Tanya, because after all, we have a Brisa that the Shitas are the opposite direction. Eina Tole Benachris, Rabbi Meir Omer Toler. Meir says, you're more Makel. So how do you put the two Brisas together? First Brisa sounds like Rabbi Meir is more Machmir. Only certain types of Nachrim you could be Tol on, and here he's more flexible. So El Akasha Hach, how do you put it together? To Torah Tzachi. So you have to be put it together the following way. And then Rav would be okay. Vehi Sheroe, when the Mishnah says that it could be a Nachris, and Rav says Roe, but what does that mean? Putting it with the Tanoim, Remeir Omer Beruuya Leros V'Avavisha Eino Roe. Remeir says Ruuya Leros, you don't actually need Roe. The Tanakama held you actually need Roe. That's how you understand the first Brisa, and Rav would be explaining like the Shita of the Tanakama. Okay, it's a different understanding of the first Brisa that we had. Again, whenever this phrase, though, of Rav Sheshes comes up, it needs a comment. The Chavos Yoir, as we always mention, Simin Kufnun Beis, discusses all the insults in Shas, how they're not really insults, and he re-understands them. So how does one understand this? The Ram must have been sleeping when he said this. Sounds like pretty much insulting. So, many of the Mefarshim, the Chavos Yoir and others, explain that no, it's that Rav Sheshes was so in awe of Rav that if there was something questionable and he thought it might be incorrect, it couldn't be that Rav said that in a regular shir. So maybe he was dozing when he said it. Because Rav was learning even when he was dozing a little bit. But it wasn't that he could have said it when he had all of his faculties, because I knew he wouldn't have been able to say it. So therefore, that's how the Chavos Yoir would understand. There's another idea. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses why is this in the Chashuk Yechemet? You have to have a Shaila related. So he says, Rosh Yeshiva Amar Shir Klali, Ubimahalech Hashir Amar Eza Svara. Right, he said some Svara in the Shir Klali. Echon al Talmidim Amar Lachadero, Svara Zu Namra Mitoch Chalom. Right, this is a Svara he must have seen in a dream. And the other friend said to him, he says, you probably have to ask Mechila from the Rosh Yeshiva for that one. And he says, what do you mean? I guess he was a big Talmud Chacham, this Talmud. He says, oh, I'm like Rav Sheshes. He says, yeah, but how do you mean that? Did you mean it like Rav Sheshes meant it? Did you mean it like, oh, the Rebbe is so amazing, he must have been, you know, half sleeping when he said this. So he goes into this discussion. Lamaisi says, yes, Mechila. He meant it as an insult. Even though the Chavos Yoir knows that this is a Shevach Muflag, that he said this. He also quotes the Maharami Panu, right, one of the earlier sources, who quotes Rav, Hu Rebbe Abba Hamuzkar, Abba is the nickname of Rav, so Hu Rebbe Abba Hamuzkar Bezohar HaKadosh, Shu Talmidos Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, Ubechol Makom Shenemar Shasik Rav, Hainu Mishum Shekibel Ateres Al Pisod Mirabo, Vayelo Tshuva Al Pisod El Shalrotz Al Galos. The Kasaf Imre Bina, Shlafizeh, what does it mean? Rav Shesha says, Kanaim Vershachiv, Rav Shesha's Yada, Shkodev Rav, how you midudim api Pnimius HaTorah v'nigloseha. Right, it was all a Pnimius HaTorah. And a lot of it, a lot of the Pnimius, right, we know the Arizal and others, you know, got this Torah when they were sleeping. When they were in a trance. So Rav Shesha says, since he didn't understand Rav's, Shitos, it must be that this must be one of those Kabbalistic messages that he got when he was sleeping, and that's why I don't understand it. That's how he explained it. And if you say that, obviously, this is not what the Talmud meant, and that's why he paskins that you would have to ask Mechila in that case. Again, they received Kabbalistic secret messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they slept, right? We know that the Gemara tells us, Divrei Chalomos Lomalav Lomoridin, right? Generally, for our purposes, you know, sleep is a time when we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're probably not getting messages, Api Nevua, hopefully, Bez Hashem, hopefully we'll reach those levels. But that's the idea. But again, Avodas Hashem, sleep is part of Avodas Hashem. I think I've mentioned, in the past, the Gemara, I like to say in the Brachas Daf Samach, where the Gemara lists off all of the Birchas HaShachar that we say every morning when you hear the rooster and when you put on your shoes and when you open your eyes, all of those Brachas are mentioned. But the first one after Asher Yatzar is mentioned, Asher Yatzar is mentioned, that's a separate one, but then the before everything, before the whole day, the first one in the Mishnah, the Gemara is HaNichnas Lishon Al Mitaso. Omer Mishma Yisrael Ad V'Hayim Shemoa V'Omer Baruch HaMapa Chavle Shina L'Nei Suma L'Avabai. Right, it says the Baruch HaMapa. That's the first one on the list. The Chulu. And then the next one is, if he goes through the whole version of Hamapil, Baruch Hashem Ha'Meir L'Olam Kulo B'Chvado Ki Mitar, and when you wake up from your sleep, Omer L'Kai Neshama, and he quotes L'Kai Neshama here, and then Ki Shama Kol Tanigol Lema Asher Nasal Zech Mevina V'Chulu. So it's always fascinating to point out that Hamapil is the first one on the list, not the last one on the list. Right, you'll have the whole order of the day. So why don't you put Hamapil at the end? Right, why is that? I mean, the last one is a Gomor Chazim Tovim L'Ma Yisrael. But if you're saying about the order of the day, so what, you have the whole day afterwards, the Lachori, you should put Hamapil first. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, when the Rambam quotes all these brachas, Hamapil is also here. Kishe Tiknu Chachamim, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah. Kishe Tiknu Chachamim Divrei Tfilos Elu. Tiknu Brachos Acheros Lovarechos On B'chol Yom. Right, there are other brachas we say every day. Right, the Rambam elsewhere talks about Shalach V'Hodah. Those are based on the event. But the Rambam says there are other brachas you say every day. Ve'eluein, and these are them. What's the first one? Ki shikanis adam lemitaso lishon balayla mevarech. Baruch Adah Hashem Elokeinu Ha'olam, Hamapach Lishon Leinai. Right, he has his version of Hamapil. And then, v'kori parsha rishonim mikriyashma v'yishan. V'imansatuhu shena, kori afilu pazak rishon, opsuke rachamim v'achakach yishan. But the Rambam doesn't say, if you can't fall asleep, don't say Hamapil. There are some that have a chumra. I don't say Hamapil because I might not fall asleep. There are those that say, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Gemara, Rambam Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says, even if you can't fall asleep, okay, it should be our worst avera, saying Hamapil and we can't fall asleep. You know, so, okay, say a pasuk afterwards. It's okay, you have to say anything. And then he says, Peshaw, when you wake up, so then you say, L'kai Neshama, etc. So why is that the first? So you might say, okay, that's when the halachic day starts. Right, and that's when you say Hamapil. Okay, it might not be anything more than that. But it also could be to emphasize that sleep is also a part of our avoda. When we wake up in the morning, okay, now I'm about to start to serve Hashem. Even sleeping is about serving Hashem. Right, and as we know, the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Deos, we sleep in order to get our koach back and to renew our energies. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created sleep in the first place, to be able to allow us to have renewals every day. So again, that is mentioned again in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, and in the Rambam, he quotes the same order. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's separated, because there's a separate siman. It goes by the day, starting with waking up in the morning with, you know, Hashkamas HaBoker. So that's why Hamapil is at the end of Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah in the Shulchan Aruch, because it starts with the morning and goes to the night. But night is part of our Avodas Hashem. And they say the Arizal used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, after Chatzos at least. So some say, oh, okay, it's good enough for the Arizal, it's good enough for me. Even though the Ramah quotes the Minhag of trying not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah afternoon. So they quote, the number one, that if you want to do this Arizal, you have to do all Arizals. Right, unless you can't pick and choose Arizals. And number two, the Arizal did more in his sleep than many of us do when we are not sleeping. So both of those points knock out the fact, again, if somebody's exhausted, right, what does the Mishnah Berurah there say? If I remember, according to the Magen Avraham, Yoshi Baltok Yoshin Dami. If you want to take a power nap and then have more koach to serve Hashem afterwards, then also, that's fine. Okay, we continue. Tanur Rabbanan. More of the Tliya issues. More of the Tliya issues. Tola b'shameres yom k'neged yom b'sheni shela. So the Braisa told us a chiddush. If a woman lent a baguette to a shomeres yom k'neged yom, she's a zava katana. She sees it now. She's being shomer one day. So and then I get it back. So if I say it came from her, I would be messing her up at least one day, right? She's on her day of shmira. So if the kesem, she had a kesem that day, she'd have to wait an extra day. But the Tanakhama here says that's okay. Just messing her up, being makalkal her one day, that's okay. Right? Shoraz yom k'neged yom, but sheni shela, that's also okay. Rashi says, right across from where we are, v'af al gav ded lo hochzaka roeh hayom, even though today's a clean day, and it hurts her one day, kivan de mayana pasuach, since we already know that her flow has started, yesterday she had a re'ias ziva, toleba, v'af al gav de makalkal ala purta, even though it messes her up a little bit, that Tzricha Shimer Yom HaMachras, give it to Tmeya Hashta. She's already Tmeya, and therefore, we can be told it on her Shomeres Yom Kedegad Yom. Ubiso Feres Shiva Shalotavla. Or even if she's a Zava Gadola, and she's Catholic Shiva Nikiyim, and let's say this is a Kesem on day five, that would be more, you know, a Kilkol. Still, even though we would be able to be told it on her, because she is Huchsaka Tmeya. Even though right now she's hoping not to have any re'ios these days. Lafichach, in this case, he misukenes v'chaverta mokukeles divei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, even if we mess her up a little bit, still it would be okay. That is the shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, right? And the Rashba here also says, klomar tolines akalkala bimakulkal. Right? He quotes that Gemara elsewhere, and he says, dekiva deksamim derabanan amrinan shiny omer dumya dekupos. Just like we say by the kupos, truma l'toch, truma nafla, and this, in the world of Darabanans, you're allowed to say this. So here in the world of Darabanans, we're allowed to do this, even though, again, according to Rashbag, avagav de biyada shozo litbol hashtav alitoher, hashtav miyas b'chuzeres filav tmehi. Even though this shemeres yom k'neged yom is now going to have to wait an extra day, and the assumption of the Gemara is that she still has not gone to the mikveh yet, right, even though she can't go to the mikveh today, Nida has to wait till after the 7 days. But she can go. But since she didn't go to the mikveh yet right now, so she is still huchsaka tameya, and therefore we can be tola it on her. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, ain't no tola. Rebbe says, no, you cannot. If you're messing her up, she could go to the mikveh right now, if she wanted to. And therefore, it's kiilu she did, and therefore you can't be makalkel her. It's not like a nachris or a nida. Lafichach shnei mekol kalos. Therefore, no, if we machmir and assume that mitol the kesem on both and be matame both of them. Vishavin, but Rebbe would agree if it is shetole b'shemayis yom k'neged yom barishon shalom on day one, on the day that she saw earlier in the day. That's fine because that's not messing her up at all. Ubi yosheves al dam tohar. Or if it's a woman who has, or in the days of Tara, 33 and 66, after a boy and a girl, or a girl, so that also would be okay because that's not affecting them. Ubi besula, or if it's dam besulim, so all of those shedameha tahorin. So all of that would be okay because that would not be messing her up. Lafichach, each of these shitos had a lafichach in it, so it sounds like a chiddush. Therefore, fear the shungam leil lamali. What's the chiddush of Reb Shungam leil? He can always be told. Let me show him the Rebbe, just to be parallel to Rebbe. Lefichah the Rebbe lamali. What's the chiddush? Ma'od the tema hachid ish takach kesem gaba tiskalkel idach lo tiskalkel. You might think there's a chazaka called chazaka de hashta kan nimsu kan hayu. So you might think that well, if this woman found it, so maybe we should only be matame her. Kamashvila, no, or Matami, both, even the woman that had the stain, right, I mean the opposite direction of the Chiddush that we would have thought. Kamashvila, stop there for a moment. Tosfis, top Tosfis, Tolo b'shemeres yom k'neged yom, misafka leilari. The Ri wonders, im tame kal, kagon soferes mixas, o hakol v'lo tavla, tola v'lo safra klal, beinida bein b'tame meis. Tosfos had the following fascinating suffix. Not a tahar versus shomeres yom k'neged yom. What if you have two zavas? Two zavas. One counted 6 days and one counted 4 days. Could the 6 day one be tolled on the 4 day one? Because that's according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, who says you could be makalkel perta. So is that, does that work? Or only if she's Tahora versus a Shomeres Yom, which is different. The Torah is Cheskas Tara. So what's that suffix about? And also Tosas throws in, interestingly, Tamemes. So it relates a little bit to, we discussed this almost a month ago, Daf Lama Gimel, where we discussed the Gemara that talks about Ya'ale L'Ragla. Remember that Gemara? A Boel Nida. The Gemara has a Havamina that a Boel Nida would only be Tameh for the number of days that the Nida has left to be Tameh. I mean, if there's a Boel Nida on day 4, there are only 3 days left. It'll only be Tameh for 3 days. Just like a Nida is only Tameh for another 3 days. Yeah, and the Gemara has a Xeris Akasiv. No, you don't say that. A Nida is always a Nida, a Boel Nida is always Tameh, the same. So, what's the lumdis behind that? So we mentioned, right, is it when a woman is, when a Nida is a Nida, or a Zava, counting Shiva Nakiyim? In all these cases, a Nida would be a little more challenging, because a Nida is the same until the end of the 7 days. But let's say a Zava, or even Tameh Meis. Do we say the Tuma gets weaker and more diluted as the counting goes? Remember, Tameh Meis gets sprinkled twice during the 7 days. So do we say he's less Tameh Meis, you know, as it goes? Or is a Zava less Tameh? So that might be behind what Tosfos is saying. We have the Rishash. The Rishash we mentioned in Chagiga mentions that there's only a Xeris HaKasav here in Nida La Megimel about Zava, about Nida, about a woman. But Tameh Meis, there is no Xeris HaKasav. So maybe we would say, if somebody touches a person who is Tameh Meis, Ya'al L'Ragla, they'd only be Tameh the amount of time that the source Tuma is Tameh. That with the Rishash Sa'ara in Chagiga and Daf Chav Gimel. So here, Tosfos puts them together in the case of suffix. If this is the issue of suffix, Tosfos puts it together, Tameh Meis or Nida. Right? The question is, even once we have the Xeris HaKasav, then it doesn't work. So is that saying, for sure, the Tumah doesn't go down? Or no, even though it goes down, still the Xeris HaKasav, that Boel Zava is gonna be full. So here, Tosfos wonders, right? Day 6 and day 4. Is there gonna be a different status in terms of being Tola? Very fascinating suffix of Tosfos. The Rishonim also discuss here, does the halacha of Dam Tohar apply even Bizman Hazeh, where we're not Boel al Dam Tohar? Right? Lamaisa, what does the Gemara say? You could be told on a Dam Tohar woman because after all it's not going to mess her up anyway. But that's Yoshev where it's all Tohar. But what about Bizman Hazeh? We don't have the halacha of Dam Tohar. Does that change anything? Right, we're not Boel al Dam Tohar. So if a woman, let's say a woman who had a baby, a girl, could be do a Hefsek Tara and, you know, have become clean within the 80 days. Send a Re'iyah for her, Bizman Hazeh, would make her Tameh. So does that change the fact? So, the Rishonim say, maybe it would change Lamaisa. Because, right, the Ravid discusses it in the Baalei HaNefesh, and the Ramban assumes we're not Tola Ipizman Hazeh, because we're not Boel al Dam Tohar, and it would mess her up, and therefore we cannot use her. Right, the Ramban, the Ravid says, we are Tola it, so it's a discussion. But the Ramban, not all early sources are held of this Chumrah of not being Boel al Dam Tohar. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, Kuf Tzadi Dalid, but it's not agreed upon. Maybe even start with the Rambam. Right, the Rambam in Yud Aleph Zion says it's Tali on Minog. Tali on the Minog. The Rambam here, Isurei Bia. The Rambam says, that's where he talks about the history of Nida and Zava and Yoledes, Perek Yud Aleph. And the Rambam says, Kol Hayoldos Bizban Hazeh Harei Ki Yoledes Bizo, Besricha Shiva Yumei Nekiyim, Umenek Pashit Beshinar, Ubeeret Hatzvi, Ubesvarad Ubema'arav. This is in the Rambam. He's quoting all of these countries. Shimroaz dam v'toch yimei melos, alvi shiroaz achar shesafar shiva nikiyim, harezeh suferah shiva yimei nikiyim, achar shiivsok adam, v'chei nosan lo yimei toar klau. No yimei toar. Ela kol dam shetira isha, bein dam koshi, bein dam toar, soferah shiva yimei nikiyim, achar shiivsok adam. V'din zeh b'yimei ha-ge'onim nischadish, right, this started b'yimei ha-ge'onim, v'im gazru, shalo yeisham dam toar klau. Shizeh shechmiru b'no tzio al-atma b'yimeichach mi ha-talmud, Einu ela baro adam shu tamish yoshev la shivin akiyim. Avadav shir yimei toar chasvira. The Gemara didn't have this chumrah. Even though the chumrah de Rabbi Zeira was included a lot, but this was not including yimei toar. And he says, Vishamanu shebit sarfas, baalim ayadam toar kedin ha-talmud. Ad hayom, achar svira v'tfila mitumas yoledes bezov. The davar zeh talui b'minhag. That's the Rambam. Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin. So, talui b'minhag. But again, that's the, in almost all places, bizman hazeh, I'm not sure if there's any place that is mekel, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadi Dalad that Yoledes has the halacha, achshav bizman hazeh, kol ha-yoledes chashuvos yoledes bezov, and shivin akiyim, and we're not bal al-dam tohar. The Rama quotes, Yesh Mekomos, Shinogin Shein Tolan Toch Arbam Lazachar, Vishmon Munakeva, Vein Lahatim, Mokhshnog Lahachvir, Mokham Shein Minog, Ein Lahachvir Klau, Rak Miachla Rosa Damachar Shiva. If there's no Minog, okay. But in most places, there is a Minog. Okay. Let's continue. So, that is the Machlokas Rebbe, or Shungam Leo, whether we're Tola on someone who will be Makalka them a little bit. Amr Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda says, I have a parallel. Tamei v'tar sholchu b'shei shvilin, echad tahar v'echad tamei. If you have a tamei tahar person that walk down two paths, right, one tamei path, one tahar path, and the tamei person had started counting his tumah days, banu lo machlokes, Rebbe Rav Shugam Leo, says, isn't that the same machlokes, right? Because if we say the tamei went down the tamei path, he'd have to start counting again. So doesn't that, is the same halacha? So maskav la Rav Ada, maybe not in both directions. When did Rebbe say over there by the case of the woman that you're not tola it on her elatravayo ki adani ninu? Because right now, the zava could go to the mikvah. So both of them could be in the world of tahora. So hacha my nafka lamina, but by tumas mace, he can't go to the mikvah today. Right? He's got to wait till the end anyway. So maybe that reflects, and therefore he's just as tummy today as he was 3 days ago. Doesn't make a difference. And therefore there's a big difference. That's why Rebbe would agree here. You could be told it. Rav Chizda, sof, Rav Chizda would say no. Why does he compare the two cases? Ihi tefila baya. Rav Chizda would say no. Even in the woman case, until she goes to the mikvah, she's tameya. And therefore you could be told it on her. Itmar, Amar B'yosef Rechanina, tami v'tar, afilu tar v'talui. Even tar and a suffik tame. Shahalcho b'shei shvilin echatame v'echatar. Tola tame betali v'tahar betahar l'devri hakol. Even according to Rebbe. Rebbe Yosef Rechanina says even Rebbe would agree to that, like this rejection, the possible rejection that Rav Chizda said. Boy, minei Rav Yochanan Rav Yehuda bar Levoi. My litvos kesem v'kesem. What if a woman already is a tameya because of a kesem, and now there's another kesem? So could I say, oh, this kesem must have come from her too? So, Aliba de Reb, why is this different? Because the earlier cases were about being tole on a woman who is already in the world of Daraisa, a Re'ia. So now this is one step removed. So, Aliba de Rebbe lo tiboy lecha. According to Rebbe, there's no Shaila, because even in the case of Re'ia, you were not tole. Hashta uma hasan de kachazi mi gufa amart ena tole. In a case where she actually had a Re'ia, we're not tole it on her. Hacha de me'amakasi, but here where it could have come from outside, right? It's all achshash de rabbanan. Lo kol shekein, surely Rebbe would say it's not allowed. Kiti boy lachal aliva de Rav Shimon Gamliel. The question is according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Hasa mutu kachazi mi gufa. In the earlier cases where you know there was daraisa status, so that's where talia. Hacha de me'amakasi lo talia. Here not. Odil maloshna. Or does it not make a difference? Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can be tolled even in that case. Amar lei ain't tolled. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you cannot be tolled. Matam lafisha ain't tolled. What does that mean? Right? Because I told you so. No. See on the side, pirish kabbalahi kach lebnei adam. Right? Because exactly the svara that I told you, the chilik of that's a case of actual re'iyah kachazia, and this isn't. That's the misora that we have. That's the svara that is you cannot compare. You cannot compare a ba'alas re'iyah to a ba'alas akesem. And even though we're metame, still there is no, you cannot be told it in that case. Good. Eisvei. It could relate to something that we're going to mention a little bit later, Be'ez Hashem, but this could relate to also, I think we discussed this at the beginning of the ksamim sugya, the beginning of the previous parak. You know, when we're tole ksamim, is that giving it a status of a vadai or a status of a suffik? It's all, the motivation is suffik. But what type of status do we give? So if we don't give it a status of a vadai, so then that's why Rosh Hashanah says, I'm not going to be tole it in this case. Because the whole ksamim is suffik. Now it's a double suffik. So we wouldn't do that. If we say ksamim is metami b'tor is vadai, okay, then there's something to talk about. But if it all ends up as suffix, then we wouldn't. Okay. So, Eisvei. So, we have a question. Ain't tolen kesem, but kesem. We're not tola, as we just said. Ishila chalukal anachar zolay shevas al kesem. Harei zetolaba. So problematic brisa. The first line says we're not. The second line says we are. So agufa kasha. Reisha amar ain tolin. Seifa amar tolin. So how do you just read the brisa? So three different ways to read the brisa, but either way it's going to be a kasha. Halo kasha. Ha Rebbe har Rebshim Gamliel. Rebbe says you cannot be taller. Rebshim Gamliel says you can. Aikadami hava ha Rebbe har Rebshim Shalav b'sheni shalav. Right, even Rebbe agrees, Barisho inshallah, you can't be tola. Rav Ashi Amar Havahar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lokasha, Kan, Lamafreya, Kan, Laba. But what do you see from the whole older discussion of the Brisa? That it's possible that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can be tola, which is against what we just said. We call Makom Kasha, so Amar Avina, Lokasha. This is how you could read the Brisa. Hish'ila chaluka lenachris ba'alas ha'kesem, arezu tola ba. It's talking about a nachris who is a balas hakesem. Says the Gemara, doesn't say that in the Brisa. Faha ol yoshevas al hakesem tani. It says, or, there are two cases. Hachi kamar. Ol yoshevas al dam tohar, kama. Balas hakesem toleba. It doesn't mean that the other friend is a balas hakesem. You could reread this Brisa to understand that you could only be toled a balas hakesem. Yvan hakesem is only be toled on a woman who had an actual ri'iyah. So we defend the previous maskana, and that's what we paskin. We paskin that you cannot be tola, ain't tola in kesem, but kesem, that is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins also. We don't allow it in this case, if there would be, again, borrowed clothing. The last line of the Mishnah that said that if you find it on a davar shein makabel toma, so then we are not tola. Amar of Masna, my time of Reb Nechemya, dechsiv v'ni kasa la'aretz teishev. A pasuk totally in a different context, right? Totally in the beginning of Yeshayahu in the tochacha that we're going to go into the land is going to be desolation and cleaned out. But we darshan it v'ni kasa clean la'aretz teishev when she sits on the ground. Kiva shiyosheves. Yashva la aretz nikasa, right? She is clean. The Maritz Chayis gives us, says, this is an asmachta, it's really a svara, as we mentioned about the anima kabel tumah, but it's a remez. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Chanina metara, Yerim Nechemya, afilu ba'achore kli cheres, even a kli cheres, which is makabel tumah. It's makabel tumah mibifnim. But the back of it, as we know, is not makabel tumah. So Rabbi Chanina says, even a stain found on the outside of a kli cheres is also tahar. Pshita, like where it says, well, fine, it's not makabel tumah. So no ma the tema ligzer gabo atutocho kamash malon. You might say you should be gozer. Should be gozer the outside versus the inside. Kamash malon, kamash malon, kamash malon. Maybe that's a gzera ligzera, or kamash malon. You would have thought it's not a gzera ligzera. It would have been included in the original ksamim malacha. Either way, it's maybe we don't look for chumras in the world of ksamim, as we said 2 days ago, also in the Mishnah. Now the Kutzker, I mentioned this a long time ago. The Kutzker. It's quoted by Shane the Kutzker that a klicheres is only metame mitocho and not migabo. Why is that? Misvara. We know a metal pot is tame if a sheretz touches the outside of it. Why? But a klicheres is only tame if you hang something inside of it or the inside of it. Why? Because all other materials have value to the material and to the usage. There's two materials. Right, the metal is worth something in a pot, and the fact that it's a pot is useful. Klicheres is just earthenware. It's just pottery. The material is worthless. It's just the usage. So if you touch the outside of it, which is not, you're not using it, an item has only become makabel tumah if you touch its essence. And therefore, you know, by metal, it has two essences. When it comes to cheres, it's only one essence. It's the usage. And therefore, it's different. How are you metaher? So when it comes to an item that has value just for the item itself, so then you can put it into a mikvah. But cheres, you have to break. Right? Shvira. Because you have to break the usage. You have to change the usage. That's the kutzker. So this is all a mashal he uses for tshuva, for a person. Is a person like a pot, or is a person like a kli cheres? Which one is it? Do we have value of usage, but do we have value? So he assumes we're like Klicheres. Says the Kutzker, it's quoted, if you look in the first volume of the Agioni Halacha, he quotes this. He says, Chet dome latuma, kazu kein zu, einam afsido says aguf ela mashchiso says atoch. And he quotes the svara of the Kutzker about mateches and cheres, and then he says, v'tuma zu darka, kshi pogas b'kiyasa b'ikr erko shel akli. Tuma affects the ikr erich of the kli. By a mateches, it's the gav, and by cheres, it's only the inside. V'yalchilek zeh miyusa dini tarasim, as we just explained. V'adam afhu asui chomer v'tzura. We have a guf and we have a nefesh. And we have tumas aguf and tumas a nefesh. Nitma gufo, tvila is helps. Right? If we're metame our guf, our physical, we touch a sheretz or we touch something. But if we're metame our neshama, we're metame our inside, that's like tumas klicheres on the inside. And therefore, what do we have to do? Ein l'chatare ela b'shvira. We have to break our hearts. We have to leiv nishbar v'nitka elokim lo sivze. Barbios mein omros ein shleimus kalev shavur. That's the punchline is the famous line of the Kutzker. There's nothing as whole to God as a broken heart. Right? Ein shleimus kalev shavur. That's the Kutzker relating to dine klicheres, as is discussed here, for inyani tshuva. So I guess he would say that a person is like both. But the question is, what did the tumah come from? Is it a physical tumah? No tumah is physical, but is it like a sheretz or a mace type of tumah? Or is it tumah of chet? Right? Affects both of our values. Weiter. Amar Abibaya, Batar Erev Nechemia, Matlon Nishima, and Shalosh HaShalos. Nechemia also is Mataher, a tiny little garment that's smaller than 3x3 finger breaths. Lochazim, Lolanim, Lolashirim. Meaning, even if it's good material, but if it's too small to be makabel tumah, so that is why he is mitahir. He is mitahir. Tosa discusses, what if you're machshivit? What if you're miyachidit for something? Okay, that could be different. Torah Shav Chiyah Barav Masa Mishmei Derav. Halacha Greb Nechemya, Amalei Rav Nachman, Abba, meaning Rav, Tani Maisa Balafnei Chachamim, Vitimum. V'yatamar Halacha Greb Nechemya, I heard from Rav, that, no, he did not pass in like Reb Nechemya. Mahi, where did he not pass in the Tanya? Two women who are using a hand grinder. And the way it works is the outer one leans in against the inner one when she uses the grinder. So, nimsa dantachas aprimis, if dam is found under the inner one, dantameos, because it could have come from either. Tachas achitzona, hachitzona tameav aprimis tohra. If it's only found by the outer one, the outer one is tamea. Bein tayim, dantameos, if it's found in between. Ha ya maisa venimsa dam al svata shalambati. If there was a story and there was a dam found on the edge of an ambati, v'al ala shal zayis, all of these are not makabel tumah. An ambati ala shal zayis, a leaf, bishasha masikos is a tanu, ba maisa v'lechachamim v'timum. So you see against Reb Nechemya, because these items are not makabel tumah. And the chachamim are still matame. Tanoi hi, the tanya of Yaakov matame, Reb Nechemya yiptar, v'or chachamim karebi Nechemya. So we generally assume like Reb Nechemya. Good. Says the next Mishnah. Shalosh nashim shayishenes b'mita achas. Three women sleeping on a bed. V'nimsa dam tachas achas behen. There was dam found under one of them. Kulan tameos. They're all tame. Why? Dafka says yeshenos. The poskim toika, not shochvos. Because when a person sleeps, they move around. So this dam could have come from any of the women. And therefore, even though it's only found under one of them, they're all tameya. They're all tameya. Ask the Rishonim. Not here, we mentioned this weeks ago, if I remember, why isn't this three women? Why isn't this considered Sofei Tumah Brishas Harabim? Three women make up a Rabim. So why is it Sofei Tumah Brishas Harabim? So all the Rishonim get into the act. Some say, you don't have those rules when you're talking about a Re'iyah, a Re'iyah of Nida. Right, that's not. Whenever a woman has a Sofek, right, that's always in private, even if there are 10 people in the room. Right, that's always in private, some say. Or others say, well, one of them is Vade Tame, so she's not included in the Safik, so you only have two. And there are others that, Rishonim in Sota Daf Chavches, and the sources earlier. Okay, that is one issue that is discussed here. Let's continue. Batka Achas Me'av Nipseis Tameya. If one of them checked herself, and she found herself Tameya, before anyone else checks, you could assume that only it came from her. Came from her. Vitolos zubazu. We'll have to see what that means in the Gemara. Vimalohaya ru'uyin leros. But if they're all not ro'i to be ro'i, ro'na sakilu in ru'uyos. If none of them are ro'i, but it came from one of them, so we have to be matami all of them. Basically, if there's no reason to pick one, then you have to be matami all of them. If one of them checked, so then you can be toled on her. Right? That is a big discussion. Is that betoras vadai or betoras safik? That is a big question. Is this an umdana demuchach that it came from her or not? Right, that is not clear. Is this a circumstantial evidence? You really have no idea. The other women didn't check themselves yet. So that is not clear. What if the women did check themselves and they didn't find anything? But you don't know, maybe beforehand it came from there. So that is a question in the Achronim. Is this Betoras Vadai or is this Betoras Sofek? Right, the Birei Hadav say, Chakru Achronim. Right, Birur o Shema Einze Birur. Shakesa migia dafka mimena. Ela shabadika mivareres sheisha zusha batka. And him says tamei arizim mukukelas. Right, she is mukulka because now she's tamei. So we'll be told on her. Like we said before, Tolan Mukukelas bimi kolkal, right? And he quotes the Machlokas Achronim about it, that the Chassam Sofer and the Chavos Yar say no, only midin safik, Tolan Kalkal bimi kolkal, and others might argue, but that is the line of the Mishnah. The Chashuke Chebet here, I think the third one of the day, he says, what Lamay Nafkamini, he says, somebody walks out, it's a public area, let's say it's a doctor's office, and the doctor walks out, or somebody walks out, and actually, I think it was a doctor's office. It was a public area, and there was a what do you call it? Some type of security guy walks out, pakach ironi, walked into right a cheder amtana of a beit cholim, and he smelled smoking, and he smelled on somebody's breath smoking, and he saw in the ashtray there was like cigarettes, and he gave him a ticket. He's like, I didn't smoke in here. He's like, what do you mean? Your breath smells of smoke. There's smoke things in the ashtray, and it smells. He's like, yeah, I smoked outside. I didn't smoke here. That's from somebody else. So is that good enough? Circumstantial? Is this like, tolan ha-kalkala b'makulkal, right? Check from her? So he's noted to say, that's not good enough. I'm not good enough. How do you know? I mean, there's evidence, but what, are there Adim there? So there's a lot of, whether it can be manish al smach umdina. That's what he discusses in this case. Okay, just a little bit more. Amar Yehuda Marav. Vilhusha bat katzma bishir veses. The only time when this would work is that if she checked herself right after the mitziah. So we could assume that it came from her. So I'm like a barpada, and he holds like barpada in this way to Amar. Kol shabala, three days. Kol shabala, bechatas, taroset tameos. Barpada says, if it's a check that would make her husband bring a carbon chatas, meaning a vadai, so then her taros are tameos. Ba'ala ba'asham, if her husband would only be a carbon, bring a carbon asham talui, right, so it's a suffix, basham talui, taros of taluyos. Ba'ala pater, tarosea taros. So you see, Barpada says, it's the first line. Rabbi Oshia Amar no, afilu ba'ala b'chadas tarosea taluyos. Rabbi Oshia says no, even if the ba'ala is a chatas, she's one step lower. Why? Bishlama haslam emar shamash akvi ladam. By the husband, you understand why it only came out afterwards. You only found it afterwards because during the Maisa Bia, the dam wasn't coming out. So therefore, you know there could be a delay. Aval hacha, but by a regular woman who checks, lying in the bed, im yisad avidam manakve. So who, she shouldn't have to check even, right? It should be obvious, right? So, therefore it's not a vadai, it would still be a suffix even for the woman. Am Rabbi Yirmiyah Mashal, Rabbi Oshia Lamad Radome. What is Rabbi Oshia's claim like? What is it compared to? That there's, whenever there is an ikuv for the dam, then you understand when it's delayed. You have two people walking on the road. As long as they're out traveling, then the yelid will go slower and walk with the zakein. Right? The mashal, as Rashi explained, the aver is the zakein. It goes slower, and the dam is the yelid. The aver holds back the dam. The zakein is holding back the yelid. And then when they're free, the yelid just runs ahead. And therefore, basically a mashal of, if something's preventing the dam from coming out, so then you would understand that right afterwards, that could be a din vadai. But if there's no reason which should have been delayed, then it would only be suffix. Amar Abaya, Mashal Deroshi, Lamad Avadome, L'Adam Shenosin Etzba Ba'ayin, Kozman She Etzba Ba'ayin, Dima Shohe Lavo. As long as the finger is by the eye, the tears do not come out. Notal Ha Etzba Dima Memeheres Lavo. But once the finger comes out, Dima Memeheres Lavo, then the tear should come out. And if it's delayed, then it's only a suffix. That's Reb Oshia's yisod. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, not sure exactly. Best Shem Daf will be tomorrow. The rest of the week we'll have to figure exactly with the Hanukkah schedule. But again, keep in mind all of the get-togethers and the siyumim on the horizon. We have the January 1st is the siyum of the Daf of the Aguda, and Thursday night is our siyum shir/siyum. If anybody wants to get together, Young Israel of West Hempstead, 8 o'clock, Myriv. Sunday morning, the OU programs for Brachas Daf Beis in the Romer Shul in Teaneck. I'll be there with Rav Schechter, and then in the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedars, Rabbi Elephant will be there with Rabbi Kahn, starting Brachas Daf Beis, and the Thursday night after that, January 9th, back here in Beit Shemesh, in Nofei HaShemesh, please RSVP to that one, rosner.fiomi@gmail.com, and again, that one for sure, but men and women are invited for the dinner, and please just RSVP if you will be in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.